With WAMC Sports News, I'm Ian Pickus. More postseason honors for Jameis Winston. Florida State's freshman quarterback has been named the AP National Player of the Year in a runaway vote. He already won the Heisman Trophy. More college football now. Rashad Reynolds returned two fumbles for touchdowns to lead Oregon State to a 38-23 win over Boise State in the Hawaii Bowl Tuesday. The Beavers set several records in handing Boise State its worst loss in 2 months. Army has hired Jeff Monken as its football coach in hopes of changing its fortunes after suffering 12 straight losses to arch-rival Navy. Monken spent the last 4 seasons at Georgia Southern, where he posted a 38-16 record. Monken will be officially introduced during a news conference Monday. He replaces Rich Ellerson, fired last week after his 5th straight loss to Navy. San Francisco police say 30 people were arrested during the 49ers' final regular season game at Candlestick Park Monday. The San Francisco Chronicle reports at least some were arrested on suspicion of stealing seats from the stadium. The Niners are moving to a new $1.2 billion stadium in Santa Clara next season. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman has upheld the 15-game suspension of Boston forward Sean Thornton. He appealed the ban last week after he was sanctioned for punching and injuring an unsuspecting opponent against Pittsburgh on December 7th. The NHL is in the midst of a 3-day holiday layoff. In hot stove news, the Dodgers have bolstered their bullpen, making deals with J.P. Howell, Chris Perez, and Jamie Wright. The NBA has 5 games on the slate today. The Brooklyn Nets get the holiday underway with a home game against the Chicago Bulls. The 9-18 Knicks will be home against 22-5 Oklahoma City, with Carmelo Anthony a game-time decision. Miami's in L.A. to face the Lakers, the Spurs host the Rockets, and the Clippers are in Oakland to play Golden State. I'm Ian Pickus, WAMC News.